Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our little piece of YouTube here. I am Jaeger from JaegerShots.com. And today is going to be super anecdotal, but not just anecdotal as in my opinion and just me. I think this kind of can cross over into the conversation with anyone who shoots cameras. I am discussing my problems with 35mm film today. Not my problems with 35mm in the past. So a little bit of backstory here. Look at this logo. This Jaeger Shots logo is a film strip because I started on 35mm film cameras back in the early 2000s, literally the year 2000 maybe. And that was the predominant form of shooting stills. Video was a whole other topic, but we'll get to it. And this does matter. I'm 39 years old now, and I'm seeing a rise in fans of 35mm film who were somewhat younger or just newer to the process of shooting photos. Age doesn't really matter too much, but it's the newness maybe to the process, and they might not have been around when this was the predominant way, I'm speaking of 35mm, to get film developed. So I had a revelation, but the backstory, I think, to show my revelation is kind of important to break down a little bit further, that the time and cost associated with developing film and driving to a place to get film. This is my first lessons in business was $20 I charged someone for some photos. And it took $20 to get the prints developed and get two prints back. The doubles, as they used to call them, of the photos. And I was coming out of the pocket to pay for shoots. That was one of my first harsh business lessons. But the expertise to trying to find a place that could develop well was also a problem. Because every drugstore wasn't created equal. And the dedicated film developing place might have had some weird hours, and further away, it was just a little bit to it. So I'm in South Carolina, and I came across this video on Instagram of Biggs Camera. They develop in-house, which is fantastic today, and they've been doing it for decades, developing film in-house. If I had something like that around, that would probably change my sourness today on film, because my most recent film shoot was on some Fujifilm, a disposable camera. And the photos, I had to go with maybe a CVS, and they sent them off. It was definitely a CVS. I got back only the prints. The problem with that is you used to get back the 35mm roll, and I have a film scanner so I could work on some highlights and things like that on the print itself. So I didn't get that back. I do believe I might have gotten a CD of the photos, and they were just JPEGs. They weren't a higher quality TIFF or anything like that. So that soured me a lot on that. And I had like a year's worth of photos. 9 months, maybe not a full 12 months of just shooting random things on this camera. And I would have definitely liked to be able to tweak some stuff myself. But because that process soured me so much, and I was so excited and had to wait to basically see some photos that, I mean, it's a disposable camera. They weren't going to be too fantastic, but my one favorite one out there with my pal Mikey Beck, I really would have liked to have had the 35mm to do some more tweaking on. And of course, the people at CVS are like, we don't know what's the film roll. That has been part of my aggravation. So having some place like I'm going to talk about here, putting on headsets, Biggs around. They're 2 hours away, but it would be such a novel thing for me to do film these days. I would definitely have to go to someone who knows what in the world they are doing with 35mm film. Playing this off of Instagram, Biggs was on the news, and this caught my interest.
Cool film photography be making a comeback. We're talking about, yeah, the grain, the texture, the color. There are just some things that can't be duplicated with modern digital cameras. As our Larry Sprague.
Okay, everybody, I gotta stop this part right here. There is this thing that digital, and you're right, digital does have a look, especially on phones. I will clarify and contradict myself here in a moment. There's this thing that you can't duplicate film with digital processes today. That is false. That is just simply not true anymore. In 2022, in the early 2000s, digital looked really bad. It was obviously bad. After 06, going into 2010, digital still had its own kind of looks and things to it. Last 3-4 years, it's just not even a thing anymore. I'll give you an example on like the movie making side. You can actually create LUTs to emulate how light rolls off of through windows. You know, using the diffusion filters and the dynamic range of cameras now is so much better, getting much closer to that you would have found on film between bright parts of a photo and darker parts of a photo. The whole digital can't emulate film thing, that's not a thing anymore. Digital can do everything that film can do, and this is why I've embraced it so much, and it's part of my hesitancy to really worry about developing film. Now, understand, shooting film, no problems with. There's this thing like that's super cumbersome. No, the cumbersome thing about shooting on 35mm film is you have to take your time, compose shots, slow it down, you have less shots, so it's not conducive to running gun shooting. You're in a wedding situation where people like to tap on your shoulder and say, take a picture of this, take a picture of this, take a picture of this, which is totally fine. Digital is the thing to do that for and to get it done quickly, and you have all those extra shots. It's just a much more precious process when you have the film to shoot. So that is why it's not super conducive to my workflow. It can be conducive to other people's workflow when you had the time to compose shots, meter shots, get your lighting and everything right for the shots. And that's part of the fun of using film. To me, I don't really know how thrilled I am to shoot the film, go through the rigmarole I've gone over of getting it developed, and knowing I'm probably going to put it on a computer where it's just going to be digital anyways.
There's a reason people are shooting film for the grain and the colors you can get, because each film has its own color cast. My generation, 15 to 30, they like the look and the tactile feel to it.
So, this is the revelation that I had of liking the tactile feel of working with 35mm cameras and film and the looks and colors. So I've already covered that. You can emulate all that stuff digitally. So the very reasons I'm not incredibly excited to shoot and develop 35mm film is the exact reasons why a lot of people are excited to shoot and develop 35mm film, for that tactile feel, for that analog feel of doing it. And I absolutely think that is so beautiful. I think that's just a gorgeous thing as humans, that one thing, and this is positive because we're talking creatively here and still pretty anecdotal and opinionated, but it's so positive that one thing that I'm like, no, that's just not for me, another set of people are just like, this is so cool and they're so into it. And I do think that shooting on 35mm is definitely a fantastic way to really go a little bit beyond learning about photography and just what that camera does and what it takes to get an image. And I think that's just absolutely beautiful and gorgeous. So hats off to Biggs for hanging in there and being around, still doing 35mm film. And I hats off to anybody who loves to shoot 35mm film. I don't want to take that away from you because that's how I learned. I have many a memories in some drugstores where friends were working the photo lab, helping me get pictures done. And I've even worked those machines before. And that's an experience I cannot exchange at all. I learned so much from that. Very, very good schooling there when I couldn't afford to go to a proper school and education. So I might not be developing a bunch of film, but I certainly am into vintage lenses. I've got some adapters for these, and I will be doing some videos showcasing these on the A7IV. So get subscribed to make sure that you catch all that. Swing by my store over at JaegerShots.com and check out some shirts like these, photography and video, as well as channel themed apparel. And remember to subscribe to never miss a shot from JaegerShots.com. I gotta take a trip out to Biggs. Rainy, you wanna go to Charlotte, North Carolina?